Working the defense on that left wing. Aubrey Robbins rounding things out for the Falcons. Here's the defense by Bagwell, left side. Henry Trujillo driving towards the free throw line. Had it slapped away. Bagwell controls the turnover. Outlet Garcia, dribble on the right hand. Joel's left side. Sowers not going to take it. Back around the horn. Saw Johnson. She thought about it. Full reversal. Bagwell does pull it left wing. Left it short. But underneath the rim, you got Robbins competing. Had the offensive rebound, but was straddling the baseline. So Bulldogs moving right to left. White unis. Blue trim. Trujillo on point. Young lady averaging 5 points per game and 3 rebounds. Here she is, straight ahead, being hounded by Bagwell. Gets the step on her in the lane. Floater hits rim once, hits rim twice, and goes down. 21-11. Falcons lead down to 10. Here's Garcia. Left side, hits her trailer. Ball dropped into the corner. Sowers back out towards the wing. Garcia, one dribble, pull-up jumper, short from the left side. And Trujillo gets the rebound, leaves it for Craven. Brings it across half court. Hesitation move with the left hand. Got all the way underneath. Could not convert. 21-11. 10-point lead for the Falcons. Still intact. Quick post entry underneath. And Hamilton was fouled on the second attempt.
Jump ball goes to the Falcons.
Check that. They're going to say that's a jump ball and it's going to favor Centauri. So inbound underneath the basket here. Courtney Hamilton has checked in. Full reversal. Here's Garcia taking the screen from Hamilton. Comes near side wing. Sowers. Back towards the far side. Robbins. Left it on the perimeter. Garcia drives. Looks inside. Bounce pass in traffic to Hamilton. No good on the first attempt. Counted on the second.
Goalhofer, that's her second. 13 foul on the Bulldogs.
They're going to get Goalhofer on the foul. And that's her first. Team foul count now. 3 for the Bulldogs, 4 for Centauri. Hamilton no good on the free throw. There's Kylie Craven. Hands off to Trujillo. Curls from the right side towards the top of the key. Everybody flattened out along the free throw line and extended up towards the wings. Ball goes left side, now reverses back high right. Trujillo looking inside, nothing there for Goalhofer. Back left side, and then quickly Taryn Kravick puts it on the floor and we'll have a blocking foul against the Falcons.
That was number 42, Mia Garcia, that's her first.
That's going to go against Garcia, her first, 15 foul. Young lady, just a special season. To this point, you talk to Coach Reynolds and he'll tell you she has got moves on the perimeter, moves along the post. It's just a well-rounded player.
Jump ball stays with the Bulldogs.
I have a jump ball call that's going to favor University. 23-11 score. Falcons on top by 12. Craven, couple of ball fakes towards the middle of the paint, back out towards the top of the key with Trujillo. Ball fake right, comes left side. Miranda Weedman back in the game. Kravick, left wing. Drives, gets cut off. Good help side defense there by the Falcons. Ball reversed over towards the right side. And here's Kravick dropping it down low. And Goalhofer quickly turns and scores. 10-point lead for the Falcons. Garcia, right side. Looks inside for Hamilton, not there. Robbins also down there. Pass to the top of the key, back to Garcia, quickly down low. Fed Robbins right underneath the bucket, but the young lady could not kiss the spot on the backboard. Out of bounds, last touch by the Falcons. 3:45 to go here in the first half. Shaquille losing the crossover in the backcourt momentarily, recovers. Checked by Brenna McDaniel. Now up top, Craven. Crosses over, feeds Trujillo, lines up the three-pointer, no good. Garcia claiming the defensive board amongst two Bulldogs. Crosses half court and lost it. And now you've got multiple bodies on the floor. Looks like Robbins was first down there. And we'll have another jump ball. Falcons get the benefit of the arrow. Sowers inbounding. Goes up top, McDaniel. Has a screen from Garcia. Not going to use it. Picks up her dribble. Now needs a little help. Finds Robbins right in the middle of the defense. And pass intended for Hamilton appeared to be deflected by the Bulldogs, and that is the case. So Falcons will inbound underneath the basket. Leading by 10. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Robbins. Up top, Garcia pointing out the offense. Goes high left, McDaniel. And she's going to get hit with a travel. Wanted to send it back near side to Garcia, but Garcia started to run inside, and McDaniel had already committed her body to the pass. 2:43 to go. See how the Falcons defense can hold up here for the remainder of the half. Kylie Kravick, left side. Now up top Trujillo, right side Taryn Kravick. Looking inside, lob pass in traffic. Help side defense from the Falcons results in a steal. Here's Garcia, bounce pass ahead. Here's McDaniel, lobbing it over the defense. Pass just a little too high for the outstretched hands of Brindley Sowers. So Falcons take back over. Trujillo working against the strong on-ball defense from McDaniel. Ball pressure paramount here for Coach Reynolds. Kylie Kravick straight ahead. Drive, kick, pass near side for Sam Yost. She's back in for the Bulldogs. And ball reverses back high right. Karen puts it on the floor, drives towards the left elbow, and we'll have some contact there. A foul against Centauri.
Puzzle number 32, Brittany Sowers. That's her second. 16 foul on the Falcons.
Sowers has a pair now.
University ball on the side.
Bulldogs inbound, go towards the backcourt. Kravick quickly pass right side to Trujillo. Looks at the cutter, waves her off. Now back up top, Kylie Kravick. Dribbles towards that right wing. A little congested over there. Here's the bounce pass, and that one's kicked. So Bulldogs will inbound on the baseline this time. Caitlin Quinlan there. Getting her left foot on the ball. Oh, pass across the lane, near side baseline. And Taryn Kravick gets into the lane and kisses it off the glass. 23-15. Oh, quick post entry. Hamilton turns and scores down low. 6-2 frame of Courtney Hamilton. Bulldogs on the basketball, working along the perimeter, far end. Oh, here's a poke and a runaway steal. Hamilton's got a finish, and before she got underneath the basket, she's whistled for steps.
Number 40, Miranda Weeman for University.
And so we're going to get Goldhofer checking out for the Bulldogs. Miranda Weedman back in. Right to left. Bulldogs wearing the white uniforms. Falcons defending in the red. Right side, here's Kravick. Taryn Kravick. And she's going to get hit. I think we're going to get a 3-second call underneath. Resulting in a turnover and the Falcons taking over. Ashton Hazlett out there. Now for Centauri. Inbounds to McDaniel. Junior calls out the set with her left hand, dribble on the right. Gives it to Bagwell, right back in that far corner to McDaniel. Now the ball does reverse over near side. Quinlan working with Bagwell. Exchanging passes along the perimeter. Well, now here's the post entry. Hazlitt, high post, leaves it for Bagwell. Drive kick, near side. Quinlan, pass underneath. And once again, you've got Hamilton getting prime position on that left block, scoring just as the half concludes, 27-15. Your score at the end of the first half. Courtney Hamilton going on a quick little burst there to conclude the first and second quarter, and the Falcons lead here pretty comfortably going into the second half. We'll go ahead, step aside, take a break, and try to regather here. Apologies for the late start on this one and for the start of the second quarter. But Lady Falcons in control, leading the University Bulldogs 27-15. More action to come on KSPK.
KSPK.
Congratulations on an excellent season, and good luck to Sanford and Centauri basketball teams at state. Reed Tire is proud to be a part of these broadcasts, and we want to remind you that not only are we the go-to place for your vehicle, farm, and ag tires, but we will soon be the place to come for your alignment and oil change needs. Just one more way that we want to make sure we are here for you. That's right, we can soon take care of your alignment needs and change your oil. For tires, alignments, and oil changes, where should you head? How about Reed Tire? At 19481 U.S. Highway 285 in Lahara. Or call 274-5629 to schedule an appointment today. Reed Tire in Lahara, proud to be a part of Centauri and Sanford boys and girls basketball.
Alamosa Building Supply and Lahara Trading Post have everything you're looking for in lumber and building materials, including block, cement, and concrete forms, doors, engineered lumber, fencing, hardware, metal roofing, and so much more. And delivery is always available from both locations. That's Alamosa Building Supply or ABS at 1403 Tremont behind Amerigas in Alamosa, or Lahara Trading Post at 16555 State Highway 136 in Lahara. Call 587-0338 or 274-5857 or stop by today.
Hi, this is Kateri from Lahara Pharmacy. We have some exciting new things happening, from a brand new look to amazing new items. We are now open at 7 a.m. and have coffee, fountain drinks, and pastries available from Worth the Drive Bakery. So stop by and see us at 412 Main Street in Lahara, or call us at 274-5109. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
It's clear rivers, pristine mountain air, the glistening sand of the sand dunes, and the best farm and cattle country around. The San Luis Valley is one of a kind and special, but it's the people that make the difference. They're the neighbors that greeted you at the store, the fellow that helped you at the side of the road, and much more. But even good people in good places need help sometimes. And when that happens, Jackson Law is here for you. With both civil and criminal trial law experience, Mark Jackson knows how to help you. Need someone in your corner? Contact Jackson Law, 517 4th Street in Alamosa. Jackson Law, 719-480-7171. Se habla español.
KSPK FM.
Welcome back in, fans. Hamilton Gymnasium here in Denver, Colorado. 3A quarterfinal action here for the ladies. A little bit earlier, we saw Elite Eight action for the boys, and that resulted in the Alamosa Mean Moose losing to Faith Christian 55-40. Unfortunately for the Moose, that means the conclusion of a prep career for the likes of the Ian Jacksons and the Brendan Crowthers of the Moose. And so those guys put together a heck of a season, but unfortunately they are going to head home for the weekend with the rest of the state of Colorado. And once again, all of this happening in the backdrop of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 outbreak, and the gym here a little more lively. Falcons fans definitely in attendance and representing here, taking the drive down I-25, 4-hour drive here, but they are here for their Falcons. And you take into consideration the ladies making it here, the pep rally that they had, and the fellas making it here, it makes it that much more special. Really nice to see that the fans did make it down here. Action here taking place. Lady Falcons leading 27-15 at halftime. And things are looking good right now. Ladies running the offense, getting where they want. Rotation deep as ever. And that's routine. But that 10-11 woman rotation of Coach Reynolds, highly effective. And doing the job not only on the defensive end, Bulldogs with just 15 points, but Lady Falcons on pace here, 54 points, flirting with 60. So they're getting it done offensively, and we'll see if that can carry on. Hopefully get an update on the numbers here on the next break, trying to prolong this one a little bit. But main news of the day is that fans have been limited. We have a limited attendance policy here for these Chasa State Championships. Gym not as vibrant, not as live as it would typically be, but no less special for the fans and the coaches competing and for the parents that have been able to come in. We've got a limit of 4 family members per kid, per team member. And this stuff is still special for those fans. So we're excited to be here, and we'll continue to bring you fans the action. Once again, after this one, we will have the Centauri boys in play. Those guys are floor warming up right now. They'll be taking on the 3A defending champs in the Manual Thunderbolts. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a break and come back with more action from Hamilton Gymnasium on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Great prices, know-how, ability, and trust. All things you want in any business, but especially if they're the ones making sure you'll get to your destination. Standard Service in Manassa is that place, whether you need fuel, tire repair, general repairs, maintenance, or tires for just about anything on wheels. Give Standard Service the opportunity to get you where you're going. From work to play to everything in between, Standard Service, the standard in quality with the prices you need to make your dollars stretch. Stop by Standard Service today at 418 Main Street in Manassa. Open at 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Closed Sundays, Standard Service, the standard in quality.
From auto glass repair and replacement to residential glass, and with over 20 years experience, Schrader's Glass in Alamosa is synonymous with quality glass in the San Luis Valley. Schrader's Glass can order and install all types of residential and commercial glass, including glass for doors, mirrors, and showers, in a wide variety of sizes. Call today for a free estimate, 719-580-8479, or stop by 1424 21st Street, Unit B in Alamosa. Schrader's Glass wants to show their support and wish all the San Luis Valley teams good luck in the basketball tournaments. Schrader's Glass. Call today, 719-580-8479. That's 719-580-8479.
You can trust Plus. That's Parts Plus Auto, Truck, and Ag at 508 Spruce in La Jara. Whether your alternator is on the fritz or you need a battery or oil filters, Parts Plus can help. And they can do it with the best price around. Having trouble with that tractor or truck on the farm or ranch? Downtime is bad for business. Parts Plus has all you need to get you back up and running in no time. So, the next time you need a part or accessory for your car, truck, or farm equipment, check with Parts Plus Auto, Truck, and Ag at 508 Spruce in La Jara, Colorado. They make it easy, affordable, and you'll always have fast and friendly service from the people that care. Parts Plus in La Jara. Proud to be a San Luis Valley High School supporter.
More High School Athletics on KSPK.
It's special thanks to all the supporters, all the advertisers here for the 3A State Championships. All this quarterfinal action taking place here in Denver, but the love being felt 3.5, 4.5 hours away. Really want to thank everybody who has helped bring these broadcasts to you fans. Justin Taylor with you here at Hamilton Gymnasium. Lady Falcons getting ready to hit the floor for the second half. They lead 27-15 over the University Bulldogs. Daunting 12-point lead. Defense has been smothering. Offense has been highly efficient. And if we got that right, it looks like we're going to get Bagwell, Sowards, Garcia out there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see McDaniel and Courtney Hamilton as well. Confirm on McDaniel. Confirm on Garcia. Sowards out there. And looks like it's going to be Robbins, Aubrey Robbins. And rounding out our five. Just waiting. That looks, I'm pretty sure we got Bagwell. So Bagwell, McDaniel, Sowards, Robbins, and Garcia for the Falcons. Same backcourt, Taryn Craven, Kylie Kravick, and Emery Trujillo out there for University. We're going to have an early turnover from the Bulldogs. Falcons take over, moving right to left. Near side, Sowards. Back up top, McDaniels. Staring down this 2-3 set from University. We've got Tara Goldhofer extending towards the perimeter. Quick reversal towards the right side. Bagwell drives, kicks it back out. Garcia, skip pass, near side. McDaniel, a little shot fake. Ball dropped inside. Garcia sends it out to the perimeter. Bagwell lines up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound right into the hands of McDaniel. Can't get it to go from 12 feet out. Falcons get another offensive rebound. Right back to McDaniel. Relocates for the 14-footer and knocks it down. Falcons off to a good start offensively and defensively here in the second half. Defending in the red unis, white trim. Kylie Kravick on the ball, looking inside, not there. Goes far side. Sam Yost had it, lost it, regathers far corner, back into the hands of Taryn Kravick. Takes a ball screen from Trujillo. Comes right side. Kylie Kravick starts right. Pass near side. Taryn lobs it into the post, and we're going to have a foul. This one is going to go against Robbins. Trying to get a deflection on the basketball and went through Goldhofer.
24, Aubrey Robbins, that's her second. First team foul on the Falcons. University ball underneath.
Kylie inbounding and couldn't find anybody to throw it to, so just threw it off of Sowards' leg. And the Bulldogs will try it again. Just underway here in the second half. Minute and a half gone by. And off the basketball, we're going to have a foul. And this is against Goldhofer.
Fouls on number 45, Taylor Goldhofer. That's her third.
So she's got three fouls now. And she's going to step aside. Miranda Weedman is going to check back in. Here's McDaniels crossing half court. Goes Sowards, left side. A couple of ball fakes towards that right side. Now finally does hook up with Bagwell. Right back over towards the near side. Quick post entry, and it's Robbins catching, turning, and scoring right in the middle of the paint. Nice work there by Aubrey Robbins. Post entry pass right on the mark. Falcons lead 31-15. 6 minutes to play here in the third period. Centauri defense causing two turnovers to open the half. Centauri offense, two field goals on the board. Here's Craving. Oh, a weak crossover. Has her pocket picked by Sowards. And then a traveling call as the Falcons started to push. So make that three straight turnovers forced by the Falcons defense to start the second half. Here's Trujillo. His left side, Yoss, shell pass and screen for Kylie Kravick. Starts right, goes behind her back, and we're going to get a blocking call against Garcia. And man, that one's awfully close. She looked like she was planted in her position and could have been granted the benefit of the doubt on the call. And she's going to step aside now and head to the bench. And then on the inbound, another deflection. Hamilton out there to replace Garcia. And you got to give this Falcons defense all the credit in the world. Four straight turnovers forced to start this second half. Quick look in to Robbins. Drops it lower. Hamilton pass across the paint. No good there. Initially, but then it's Hamilton getting the offensive rebound and the putback. So Falcons lead 33-15, and we'll get a timeout from the Bulldogs bench. That initial shot from Sowards is no good, but Hamilton right there to clean up. Falcons lead now by 18, 33-15 the lead. We've got a full timeout on the floor. We'll take a break and come back with more Centauri Falcons basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Hi, this is Jasmine Daniels from Daniels Towing and Auto Repair. Are you looking for honest quality auto repairs? We do it all. Brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, clutches, tires too. And of course, towing. Come see us at Daniels Towing, 359 East 5th Street, Walsenburg, or call us at 738-3310. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take it from Jasmine. For all your auto repairs and towing needs, contact Daniels Towing, 719-738-3310.
As your neighbor, Cielo wants to do what they can to make your broadband experience affordable, convenient, and reliable at cutting-edge speeds. Cielo is now offering service with no contract in an effort to make your broadband experience even easier. Give their friendly customer service team a call today to see if their premier fiber optic network is available in your area. Cielo, powered by San Luis Valley Rural Electric Cooperative. Call 719-852-3538 or visit them online at cielo.com.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
Back in time for a Courtney Hamilton block over Kylie Kravick. Falcons going the other way, moving right to left, leading 33-15. 4:45 to play here in the third period. 3A girls semifinal action, a state championship on the line. Should you get a win tonight, if you're the Falcons, you advance into the 3A semifinals. Ladies working it around the perimeter. Methodical with the offense at this point. Senior Quinlan is checked into the game. Goes near side Bagwell. Post-entry pass deflected out of bounds. Falcons will retain possession. Bagwell inbounding on the right side of the bucket. Lobs it in. Hamilton dives to the basket, catches it high, and finishes high. 35-15. Courtney Hamilton, highly efficient here. Every time she touches the ball and puts it up on the rim, she is scoring. Here's Trujillo. Floater off the left angle. High arcing shot. Hits the rim and falls through. That's a tough bucket. Nicely done by Trujillo. Once again, quick post entry. This Hazlitt trying to hook up with Hamilton. Pass deflected. And now you've got the Bulldogs with an opportunity in transition. Kravick crossing over. On the far wing. Now back up top, Trujillo. Yells out the set. Comes right side, Taryn Kravick. Drives towards the baseline. Nice defense there by McDaniel. Back out to the perimeter. Yost sends it over far end. Trujillo, screen, roll. Yost underneath. Caught it and was fouled. A rotating defender, I believe that was Quinlan, getting hit with the defensive foul.
Number five, Caitlin Quinlan, that's her second
Quinlan's got two to her name. Three team fouls against the Falcons. And Yost, no good. It's back iron on that one.
22 today, Johnson, and 34 has a back end for Centauri.
So it looks like Bagwell and Hazlitt will head to the sideline. Check that. That's Bagwell and Robbins to the sideline for the Falcons. So you're out there with McDaniel, Quinlan, Hamilton, Hazlitt, and rounding out the five is Danae Johnson. So full timeout here for the Falcons. Let's use this moment to take a break. 35-18 lead for the Centauri ladies. More to come on KSPK.
KSPK. It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lori Hoffman. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 134 West Main Street here in Trinidad for a face-to-face appointment with myself or Andrew Hoffman.
Stop by our office, Lori Hoffman or Andrew Hoffman, in the historic Bell Block in Trinidad. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
Lady Falcons in control here down in Denver, Colorado, leading 35-18 in the 3A Lady quarterfinals. Back in action. Bulldogs getting out there on the floor. Like we said, these ladies, 10-0 in the Patriot League, have two other teams from their league competing here this weekend in the Elite Eight. So they're no slouches, but Lady Falcons taking it to them here by a count of 35-18. Oh, quick look inside. And how about the selfless pass? Hazlitt, Hamilton in traffic, buckets on the board for the Falcons. They lead 37-18, 2:35 to play. Kravick back the other way, can't get it to go with the left hand. McDaniel, head full of steam as she crosses half court. She slapped from behind. And we're going to get a foul here. And I believe this is going to go against Taryn Kravick. And that's going to be her first, second team foul. So here's the handoff. Hazlitt lost it momentarily. Into the hands of McDaniel, though. And then the post entry from Johnson deflected into the hands of the Bulldogs waiting underneath the basket. Transition look for Taryn Kravick. No good. And how about that big defensive board in traffic? Ashton Hazlitt, six hands down there. But it was her two that came up with it. Ball starts out left side, reversal to the right now, back to McDaniel, high left. Johnson throws another bad ball, and this is Kylie Kravick getting the steal, spinning as the defender approaches, and smooching it off the backboard there with the left hand. Oh, that's a tough bucket. That's good-looking stuff from the junior, Kylie Kravick. Nearly another turnover here. Johnson, a little erratic on the basketball. High post look. Hamilton right back outside. McDaniel jumper no good from deep. And then we're going to get a foul on the rebound.
That was on number 22, Danae Johnson. That's her first.
And they'll get Johnson on that one.
14 foul on the Falcons. Bagwell back in for the Falcons.
And if we got that right, McKenna Bagwell has just checked in. And Johnson to the sideline. Here's another deflection and nearly a steal for the Lady Falcons. I mean, they have been in the passing lanes to the point that the Bulldogs just cannot conduct any offense. They can't reverse the basketball routinely. Here they are on the inbound, sending it out to the perimeter. A little bit of a struggle there. Lexi Goldhofer, the guard out there. Her sister Taylor out there as well. And then on the reversal, we'll have a traveling call against Sam Yost. Falcons cross half court with the pass. A little bit of backcourt pressure there from the Bulldogs. Nothing comes of it. Falcons working on the baseline on the far end. Hazlitt gets it out of there, reverses it near side. Bagwell, full reversal on the left side, back towards the right. Quinlan thought about the post entry, wasn't there. They're going to come near side, corner look for Bagwell, no good. And Bulldogs control the defensive board. Kravick hands it off to her sister, Taryn. Now on the far end. And the Bulldogs just passing along the perimeter. Here's Kylie. Gets to the left elbow, puts on another crossover, and as she got into the lane, looked like she was tripped up. But official says a travel. So Lady Falcons and this 17-point lead remain intact. We're down to the last possession of the quarter. The Falcons want it, and we're going to get a technical foul against Coach Craven. So free throw coming up, and let's see. It looks like it's going to be McKenna. And I mean, all the credit in the world here to Coach Reynolds and this group. And they've had their fair share of close games. Think about Pagosa Springs back in February. You had the Alamosa, the first game on January 31st. But for the most part on the season, the ladies have been dominant. So both attempts good for Bagwell. And the lead is now 39-20. 11.2 seconds on the clock. Hazlitt will head to the sideline. And we'll get Cameron Roybal in. And gives it up to McDaniel. Right back, Roybal. Ball in the corner with Quinlan. Up top, McDaniel. Comes near side. Bagwell, quick look inside. Hamilton turns to the fadeaway. Nearly got it to go at the end of the period. But the Falcons, they'll manage without that bucket. They lead by more than a few, almost 10. 39-20 the lead. Centauri ladies nearly doubling the efforts of University to this point. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back with more 3A ladies quarterfinal action on KSPK.
KSPK.
Spring is here, and along with it, huge factory incentives and tax refunds, plus new spring shipments of vehicles from the manufacturers, and you can take advantage of it at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado, convenient to all in Alamosa. Take advantage of the low overhead outlet mall pricing. Choose from Ford, Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams, and put your taxes to work. Match them with giant rebates and incentives to get an even lower payment. All pricing and incentives are clearly marked for your shopping convenience, all at outlet mall pricing. Take advantage of 0% financing for up to 72 months. Pick out the vehicle you want at the price you want to pay and match your taxes with the rebates to get a lower payment. Tax match and more at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado in Alamosa. A short drive to giant savings.
Thank you. All offers on approved credit. Incentives vary by model. 0% on select models. Vary by term. All offers plus tax, title, license, and processing fees. See dealer for details.
KSPK.
39-20 the lead for the Lady Falcons as we get ready to start the fourth quarter here in Denver, Colorado. Elite Eight play on the floor, and your Lady Falcons seem headed toward the final four. In firm control in this one, and we'll see if the Lady Bulldogs have any answers for what has been a smothering defensive performance to this point. Bulldogs scored just 5 points in that third period.
Number 5, Trujillo, back in the Bulldogs.
Okay, so off the foul, Bulldogs moving left to right. Kylie to Taryn. Ball fakes inside. Total miscommunication there with Goldhofer. Turnover, and now the Falcons are pushing. McDaniel ahead and nearly. And one opportunity there. That was Sowards ahead of the defense, catching it over her shoulder and getting the ball on the backboard as she was hammered from behind.
14 foul for the Bulldogs.
Sowers jumping on her free throw attempt, but she cashes in. Sowers. 20-point lead, and she's going to leave this one short. Rebound hauled in by Gallhofer. And we'll get a jump ball that is going to favor Lady Bulldogs. So still healthy amount of pressure here on the backcourt provided by Bagwell. Trujillo runs right by it, goes left side. Kylie Kravick, ball fake inside, not there for Yoss. Now back up top, Gallhofer, full reversal, Trujillo waiting for the cross screen to clear. Work in the interior there by the Falcons. Shot left short by Taryn Kravick. She thought she was fouled. Here's Garcia back into the game. Has a runner on the right side. It's McDaniel, 14-foot jumper, right on point. 42-20 the lead now for the Lady Falcons. And once again, another deflection here. The ball comes out of bounds. Last touched, though, by the Bulldogs. Daniel. Pass left side. Quick post entry to Bagwell. She was trying to drop it underneath on the left block to Garcia. Pass deflected out of bounds. Oh, Sowards quick inbound to McDaniel. Had it stripped on the way up, and now you got Kylie Kravick weaving through traffic as she crosses half court. A minute and a half gone by here in the fourth period. 6:25 left on the Bulldogs' season. Unless they can put something together, here's Kravick getting in the lane, going off the glass from straight ahead. That's a tough shot, but she got it to go. 20-point lead for the Lady Falcons, though. So here's how things break down for the Lady Falcons. They will await the winner of the Brush and Eaton game. A couple of teams in that Patriot League, same league as the Bulldogs. So things are shaping up pretty well because they're looking at the best team in the league, the team that is undefeated in the league. And they get the winner of Brooch and Eden. And there's a good chance that the Falcons will be victorious in that game. You just play the odds here. You're saying if we're taking on the best team in your league and we're crushing them to this degree, we feel pretty comfortable about where we're headed. Got a foul down there against the Falcons. And that one's going to go against Sowards. That's her third. 16 fouls now against the Falcons. Hamilton's going to check back in, and it's going to be Robbins to the sideline. Hamilton, Garcia, McDaniel, Bagwell, and then rounding things out is Roybal. Three-pointer near side corner. High arcing rainbow look there from Kravick. She knocked it down. Averages 14 points per game. Kylie Kravick, but has been kept in check. Oh, backdoor look there. Roybal, she missed the layup. And then we'll get a loose ball foul against Hamilton. So you take a look at how these University Bulldogs have fared against those other teams in the Patriot League. Against Brush, had a 50-40 win at Brush. And then a 46-29 win in the districts. Against Eaton, 41 overtime win at Eaton, and that was back on January 21st, and then a 55-34 win in the districts. So dominating in their league. And here they are against your Lady Falcons getting beat up pretty good, 42-25. Things are shaping up well for the Lady Falcons. As we said earlier in this broadcast, going back to the Alamosa game, Coach Reynolds said it. He said, we want St. Mary's. St. Mary's Pirates, the two-time 3A defending champs. And I tell you what, things are shaping up well for the Falcons. We'll see how things look for St. Mary's. They had a win earlier today, so they did punch their ticket into the Final Four. Here's a quick post entry for Goldhofer, and she'll turn and score relatively easily. 42-27 the lead for the Falcons. Backcourt pressure being put on by Trujillo. And Quinlan nearly turned it over, gets it into the hands of Garcia, working off this left angle, starts left, spins right, has her shot blocked, recovers, back out to the perimeter, three-pointer up and good. Oh, it's Quinlan. Falcons weathering the little storm put together there by the Bulldogs. And timeout on the floor. Falcons still lead by 18, 4:06 to play here in this one. Bulldog men take the floor here shortly against Manual. Don't go anywhere. More Centauri basketball to come on KSPK.
KSPK.
Did you know 1 out of 3 people have prediabetes? Some have no idea. Spanish Peaks Outreach Clinic is offering a new program called Prevent Type 2 Diabetes. Participants will learn how to reverse their chances of getting diabetes. With the help of our diabetes lifestyle coach, you'll learn how to take control of your future without diabetes. For more information, contact Ellen at 719-5200. Spanish Peaks, always improving the lives we touch.
KSPK FM.
Lady Falcons leading 45-27, 4:06 to play in this 3A ladies semifinal game. As we said, 4:06 between the ladies and a trip to the 3A Final Four. Bulldogs inbound and deflected away by Hamilton. Oh, Courtney. She has had a pretty special night. Every time that young lady has touched the ball, good things have happened. She's been an effective passer and also an effective finisher. An inbound off the baseline goes to the top of the key. Trujillo pass near side. Here is Taryn Craven. Two dribbles, pull up 13-footer, no good. Contested rebound, bodies hit the floor. It's Goldhofer. Garcia down there, got a pair of hands on it. Jump ball, arrow says... Falcons basketball. Here's McDaniel looking at this full court pressure. Hits the flash right in the middle of the defense. That's Hamilton. Goes opposite wing. That's the streaker, Quinlan. No good. And Hamilton down there competing for the board. Can't get it to go. And Bulldogs control. Here's Trujillo. Given the look from three, hits back iron, ball climbs up, hits the suspension, and we'll go the other way. Falcons basketball, 3:27 remaining. Lady Falcons here by way of a 45-30 win against the Moose in the district, and then a 50-33 win against Pagosa Springs, nearly a turnover there, still in control. And then in regionals, 15-point win against Kent Denver, and a 43-15 win against their rival, the Moose. Garcia got underneath and was fouled, so she's back at the free throw line for a pair. First attempt, hitting front rim and finding its way home. Of course, this young lady's story, it's special because she's a special guard, and it's even more cool that there's a good chance she is going to stay local, and that's a rumor right now. We don't want to give you any false information. There's a good chance, though, she is going to commit to Adams State. That communication between Coach Green and Coach Reynolds very much intact, and Coach Reynolds very thankful for the relationship with Coach Green. Said they give her things to work on, and here she is, left wide open for the three-pointer. It took her time and then knocked it down. All smiles as she runs back to the other end for defense. Man, Well, you got Taryn Kravick knocking down another one. Well, 50 to 30 the lead here. Far in. Roy Ball drives the angle, cut off on the baseline. Double team coming. She needs help. And she's going to get it from Coach Reynolds. He's going to call a 30-second timeout to regather and make sure his ladies don't turn the ball over. But the thought of Amia Garcia staying local and heading over to join the likes of Jamie Green and the Adams State coaching staff, it's a feel-good story and it's a make-sense story. She does have big-time games. She is plenty capable, and it'll be interesting to see how she fits in the mix there out at Adams, if that comes to fruition. More pressing matters here down in Denver and at Hamilton Gymnasium, and that is the score on the board, which is in favor of Miss Garcia and the Falcons. They lead 50 to 30 over these University Bulldogs. They're going to box the paint for this inbound. Goes to Garcia, far in, along the three-point line. Ball screen from Hamilton, hits her on the roll. Back out Garcia, little shoulder fake, two dribbles, pull-up 12-footer, no good, but she's able to knock it out towards the perimeter. And there you have Quinlan waiting for the offensive rebound. We'll have a whistle and a travel. They're going to get Roy Ball on this one.
34, Haslett back in.
So Haslett's back in. Garcia presumably out for the rest of the game. This one seems to be under control and intact. Falcons lead 50 to 30.
Alyssa Bagwell and 21 Amanda Jarvis check in for the Falcons.
Alyssa Bagwell checking in now. And it looks like Jarvis is getting in there, too. Amanda Jarvis. So it does look like Coach Reynolds is content and feels like this one is under control. And we're going to have a foul out on the perimeter. This one is going to go against the junior, Jarvis.
How's on number 21, Amanda Jarvis. That's her first. 18 foul.
And she'll pick up her first. Eighth team foul against the Falcons. But you just take into consideration how they've been flying around on defense and how it has been a smothering effort defensively. You can live with the fouls. First attempt, good for Willoughby. Second attempt, also good. Roy Ball. Back in, Quinlan, senior, hearing it from the crowd. She seems to be done for the day as well. And Falcons on the basketball. Work it along the perimeter here on the far end. Back up top. It's Haslett, drive, kick, goes far side. Roy Ball. Ball skipped over, near side. Here's a good look for Alyssa Bagwell. Can't knock down the 15-footer. After a couple of deflections, though, rebound comes right back to her. Goes far side. Haslett off the angle. Gets all the way to the basket. 52-32. Falcons lead by 20. 75 seconds to go before the Falcons go to the final four. And bad pass. Nearly a steal there. And there you have it. Haslett with the deflection. Robbins picked it up. Haslett on the breakaway. Cut off near the free throw line, kicks it out to the perimeter, and this one's going to rim around and out. And Johnson got the good look there, but Bulldogs back the other way. 43 seconds remaining here. Coach Reynolds and the Falcons staring down a trip to the Final Four. Oh, one more bucket in the books there for Abby Marion, the freshman.
And
credit to University. Still cheering, fans still in attendance, and the bench, particularly the senior, Taylor Gallhofer, ecstatic after that last field goal for her teammate, Abby Marion. That's the kind of stuff that we're here for. That's the kind of energy that comes with these prep games that you may not see along the collegiate ranks, and that you're not likely to see in the collegiate ranks for the near future, given the way things are going on outside of these walls. But it's just a different kind of energy, a more wholesome energy. And like I said, credit to Goldhoffer, credit to Marion and this Bulldog roster. So 24 seconds to go. Here's Johnson getting in the lane, flips it up, no good from straight ahead. And Bulldogs get the rebound and nearly turn the ball over, and in fact they do, right into the hands of Hazlitt, and that's it. Falcons fans starting to stand up. If they got a beat on what's going on in this bracket, they know how close they are. And they could not be more close. Coach Reynolds said the goal is to chase the championships. And they are very, very close here. So Lady Falcons will advance into the semifinals of this 3A ladies bracket. And we will see if they will be joined by the fellas. They're due up next, 52-34, your final score here. We'll take a break, we'll come back, we'll recap, and then we will set the stage for the fellas taking on the defending state champs in the Manual Thunderbolts. Don't go anywhere. More Falcons basketball to come on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Congratulations on an excellent season, and good luck to Sanford and Centauri basketball teams at state. Reed Tire is proud to be a part of these broadcasts, and we want to remind you that not only are we the go-to place for your vehicle, farm, and ag tires, but we will soon be the place to come for your alignment and oil change needs. Just one more way that we want to make sure we are here for you. That's right, we can soon take care of your alignment needs and change your oil. For tires, alignments, and oil changes, where should you head? How about Reed Tire? At 19481 U.S. Highway 285 in Lahara. Or call 274-5629 to schedule an appointment today. Reed Tire in Lahara. Proud to be a part of Centauri and Sanford boys and girls basketball.
High school sports action never sounded this good. You're on KSBK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad.
From auto glass repair and replacement to residential glass, and with over 20 years' experience, Schrader's Glass in Alamosa is synonymous with quality glass in the San Luis Valley. Schrader's Glass can order and install all types of residential and commercial glass, including glass for doors, mirrors, and showers, in a wide variety of sizes. Call today for a free estimate, 719-580-8479, or stop by 1424 21st Street, Unit B in Alamosa. Schrader's Glass wants to show their support and wish all the San Luis Valley teams good luck in the basketball tournaments. Schrader's Glass. Call today, 719-580-8479. That's 719-580-8479.
Hi, this is Kateri from Lahara Pharmacy. We have some exciting new things happening, from a brand new look to amazing new items. We are now open at 7 a.m. and have coffee, fountain drinks, and pastries available from Worth the Drive Bakery. So stop by and see us at 412 Main Street in Lahara, or call us at 274-5109. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Alamosa Building Supply and Lahara Trading Post have everything you're looking for in lumber and building materials, including block, cement, and concrete forms, doors, engineered lumber, fencing, hardware, metal roofing, and so much more. And delivery is always available from both locations. That's Alamosa Building Supply or ABS at 1403 Tremont behind Amerigas in Alamosa, or Lahara Trading Post at 16555 State Highway 136 in Lahara. Call 587-7338 or 274-5857, or stop by today.
KSPK FM.
52-34, the final score here at Hamilton Gymnasium. Lady Falcons punch their ticket to to the 3A semifinals. They will take on the winner of the Brush and Eaton game. That to take place at 7 p.m. tonight at the conclusion of the next game on the floor. A game that is of particular interest of those of you in Southern Colorado, Lahara in particular. Falcons boys also here in Denver, Colorado to take on the 3A defending champs in the Manual Thunderbolts. We will bring that action to you here shortly. Let's put a cap on what we just saw, though, between the Lady Falcons and the University Bulldogs. A absolutely smothering defensive performance again from the Lady Falcons. And all of this just falls in line with their defensive efforts to this point. Most recently, that win against Alamosa in the regionals, that was a 43-15 win. At the end of three quarters here tonight against the Bulldogs, University had just 20 points. So the Falcons' defense is locked in as of late, and you really like the way things shape up, given that they just knocked off the best team in the Patriot League. And the team that they're going to play in the next round is going to come out of that Patriot League. So promising, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's make sure that Coach Reynolds and the ladies are ready to party tomorrow when they take the floor. Along that note, let's go ahead, take a brief breather. We will set the stage for the Thunderbolts and the Falcons when we return. Do not go anywhere. More Falcons basketball from Denver, Colorado to come when we come back on KSPK.
KSPK.
Whether you're broken down, wrecked, stuck,